Hi, everyone. I'm Craig Orndorff. Welcome to Seems Like Old Times, the show where we listen to the memories. Greetings, my friends. So great to be with you once again as we get ready for another edition of the show that features some of the greatest music of all time. And they're performed by the big bands and the great singers. And coming up today, our musical theme is money. Yeah, this has become a yearly feature. We do it right around Tax Day, which is Tuesday, so we're playing the money songs today. And of course, we have the countdown, and today we're heading back to April of 1942. So that's what we have on tap, and if you're ready, let's get to it.
Seems like old times, being here with you, being here with you, being here with you.
And we're off and running on today's Seems Like Old Times, and we start on the countdown from this weekend in 1942, the Billboard sales chart. And coming in at number 10, it's the Alvino Ray Orchestra, deep in the heart of Texas.
The stars at night are big and bright.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
The prairie sky is wide and high.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
The sage in bloom is like perfume.
Coyotes wail along the trail,
deep in the heart of Texas.
The rabbits rush around the brush,
deep in the heart of Texas.
The cowboys cry, "Hi, yippee-yi!"
Deep in the heart of Texas.
The dogies bawl and bawl and bawl,
deep in the heart of Texas.
The sage in bloom is like perfume,
deep in the heart of Texas.
Reminds me of the one I love,
deep in the heart of Texas. Deep in the heart of Texas.
That's Alvino Ray's orchestra at number 10 this week in 1942, deep in the heart of Texas. On the vocals, Bill Shalen and Skeets Herford. Have a top out on the Billboard sales chart at number 3, the group's second top 10 record. Alvino Ray, the 33-year-old guitarist who's already a pioneer in the field, he helped the Gibson Company develop its first electric guitar. And his orchestra has been growing in popularity for a number of years now. They were the house band for Mutual, and in 41 got great exposure filling in for Dinah Shore at New York's Paramount Theater. But most people knew the steel guitar sound of Alvino Ray during the 1930s when he was with Horace Heights Orchestra. Also in the band were the King sisters, and Alvino was married to Sister Louise. But then one night, Sister Alice dropped her microphone and it struck an audience member. Height fired Alice, and then the sisters resigned. So did Alvino and saxophonist Frank Duvall. And soon after that, they formed the Alvino Ray Orchestra. And wouldn't you know it, the record at number 9 this weekend is another version of Deep in the Heart of Texas by the Horace Height Orchestra.
The stars at night are big and bright. Deep in the heart of Texas,
yahoo!
The prairie sky is wide and high. Deep in the heart of Texas,
yahoo!
The sage in bloom is like perfume. Deep in the heart of Texas,
yahoo!
Reminds me of the one I love. Deep in the heart.
Woo!
the heart of Texas. Deep in the heart of
Record number 9 this day in 1942, deep in the heart of Texas, Horace Hite and his Musical Knights, with the Knights providing the vocals. That's the band's 6th straight top 10 hit. It would peak at number 7 and be a million seller. It is April of 1942 on Today Seems Like Old Times, and there's a war going on. It's been only 5 months since the attack on Pearl Harbor, and we've been on the lookout for attacks on the mainland. Back on February 23rd, a Japanese sub fired a number of high-explosive shells at an oil refinery near Santa Barbara, California. There was very little damage. But just 2 nights later became the famous Battle of Los Angeles. A slow-moving object was seen above the city skies, and the artillery brigade opened fire. Despite a several-hour barrage, no planes were downed, and no one really knows what the object was. It started an immediate wartime blackout over most of Southern California. Meanwhile, on the East Coast earlier this week, the U.S. destroyer Roper sank a German U-boat south of Norfolk, Virginia, and the entire eastern seaboard is ordered to black out its lights at night as well. Not only are we giving up artificial lighting in the nighttime hours, but just about everything else as well. Consumer goods are taking a backseat to military production. Just about every commodity will be rationed, and President Franklin Roosevelt calls on all Americans to sacrifice and maintain their resolve during the war.
Not all of us can have the privilege of fighting our enemies in distant parts of the world. Not all of us can have the privilege of working in a munitions factory or a shipyard or on the farms or in oil fields or mines, producing the weapons or the raw materials that are needed by our armed forces. But there is one front and one battle where everyone in the United States, every man, woman, and child, is in action and will be privileged to remain in action throughout this war. That front is right here at home, in our daily lives, in our daily tasks. Here at home, everyone will have the privilege of making whatever self-denial is necessary, not only to supply our fighting men, but to keep the economic structure of our country fortified and secure during the war and after the war. This will require, of course, the abandonment not only of luxuries, but of many other creature comforts. Every loyal American is aware of his individual responsibility.
President Roosevelt talking sacrifice just ahead of his introduction of a 7-point program to combat inflation with controls of income, wages, prices, and distribution. Part of the war effort here in April of 1942. And we're back on the countdown now at number 8 with Kay Kaiser.
Who wouldn't love you? Who wouldn't care? You're so enchanting, people must stare. You're the dream that dreamers want to dream about. You're the breath of spring that lovers gad about or mad about. Who wouldn't love you? Who wouldn't buy? the west side of heaven if you just winked your eye. You're the answer to my every prayer, darling. Who wouldn't love you? Who wouldn't care? You're the dream that dreamers want to dream about. You're the breath of spring that lovers gad about, are mad about. Who wouldn't love you? Who wouldn't buy the west side of heaven if you wink your eye? You're the answer to my every prayer, my darling. Who wouldn't love you and who wouldn't care? Love you, who wouldn't care? You're so enchanting, people must stare.
You're the answer to my every prayer, darling. Who wouldn't love you? Who wouldn't care?
There's Kay Kaiser and his orchestra. Who wouldn't love you? At number 8 this weekend in 42. Vocals by Harry Babbitt and Trudy Irwin. That was on its way up to number 2 for an 8-week stay on the Billboard chart. It would be number 1 on a few other surveys. And it's going to be a successful year for the old professor. He's already had a number 1 with The White Cliffs of Dover. And if you include Who Wouldn't Love You, he'll top the charts 4 more times before 1943.
Millions of American motorists are taking a test every time they drive these days, testing their ability to get every possible mile from their gasoline. For now, every mile counts. And that's why it's wise to use a high-quality gasoline, Texaco Fire Chief or Premium Texaco Sky Chief. The Texaco dealer, as your personal car warden, suggests you take this 10-second driving test. If you answer these questions yes, you're wasting gasoline. When you start, do you race the motor? Do you use low and second gear more than absolutely necessary? Do you use the choke when the motor is warm? Do you drive faster than 40? Your car warden, the Texaco dealer, also recommends these mechanical tests. Have your carburetor and spark plugs tested, cleaned, and adjusted. Have your motor tuned to top performance. And make sure your car is thoroughly and regularly lubricated. Yes, motorist, pass that driving test. Get full mileage from every gallon of gasoline you use. Now, when every mile counts, use a high-quality gasoline. Texaco Fire Chief, or Premium Texaco Sky Chief.
Fill her up with Texaco. Now, you might remember that Texaco sponsored Fred Allen's radio show, Town Hall Tonight. Well, Glenn Gray and the Casa Loma Orchestra have re-recorded a new version of their famous town song. It's the talk of the town.
We were more than lovers. We were more than sweethearts. It's so hard to understand. Don't know why it happened. Don't know how it started. Why should we be strangers after all we've planned? Thank you.
can't show my face, can't go any place. People stop and stare, it's so hard to bear. Everybody knows you left me. It's the talk of the town. Every time we meet, my heart skips a beat. We don't stop to speak, though it's just a week. Everybody knows you left me. It's the talk of the town.
We sent out invitations to friends and relations, announcing our wedding day.
Friends and our relations gave congratulations. How can you face them?
What can you say?
Let's make up, sweetheart. We can't stay apart. Don't let foolish pride keep you from my side. How can love like ours be ended? It's the talk of the town.
It's the talk.
It's the Talk of the Town was a hit in 1933 for the Casa Loma Orchestra, and the lead singer on that version is the lead singer on the 1942 version, Kenny Sargent. And it had a brief stay on the charts here in the spring of 1942, and we're listening to the memories on Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, it's our annual musical tribute to money. We do this every year at Tax Day, which is Monday, by the way. So we're having one last get-together with our cash before we have to say goodbye. But those memories will stay with us forever. Well, let's get started with this tribute to our affluence, or lack thereof, beginning with Ethel Merman.
Money, 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 money. Can you use any money today? Money, 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 money. Nice new bills that we're giving away. There are photographs on everyone. Lincoln, Grant, and Washington. Or you might like the ones with Henry Clay. Can you use any money today? 2 million, 4 million, 6 million, 8 million, 10. Take what you want. When it's gone, you can come back again. Bills that haven't been printed yet, you can have them by the sack. Coins that haven't been minted yet that you never have to give back. Money, 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 money. Uncle Sam puts it right on the line. And if we ever run out of checks for him to sign, you can have mine, all of mine. You can have mine. Money, 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 money. We've so much that it gets in our way. In our treasury there's a mighty sum. Millions we've subtracted from the envelopes that hold our take-home pay. Can you use any money today? Home in the States underground, there's a cave full of gold. Up a truck and we'll fill it with all it can hold. Take 10 million and please don't fuss if you find it can't be spent. You can lend it right back to us and we'll pay you 7%. Money, 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 money. Uncle Sam puts it right on the line. And if that fellow with whiskers ever should decline, you can have mine.
Money burns a hole in my pocket. How I wish I had millions of dollars and nothing to do but just buy pretty presents for you. Money burns a hole in my pocket. How I wish I had oil wells in Texas to keep me supplied with money while I sit by your side. Every day of the week we would visit the store. All the beautiful things you seek would soon be yours. 'Cause money burns a hole in my pocket. So I'm bringing you perfume and candy and roses of red and wishing they were diamonds instead. Kind of visit the store. All the beautiful things you seek would soon be yours. Money burns a hole in my pocket. So I'm bringing you perfume and candy and roses of red and wishing they were diamonds instead.
There's Dean Martin from 1954. Money Burns a Hole in My Pocket. He was accompanied by the Dix DeBeal Orchestra, a song written by Julie Stein and Bob Hilliard. And that song was featured in the movie Living It Up with Dean and Jerry Lewis. And kicking it off is Ethel Merman, Can You Use Any Money Today? That was from the 1950 musical Call Me Madam. Well, we have lots of money songs that came from the Depression era, as you can imagine. Here's one by the Boswell Sisters.
If I had $1 million, I know just what I would do. I'd tie a string around the world and to you. Those little things you pray for, whatever they may be, I'd have enough to pay for them all, C-O-D. If I spent $1 million, I know I would never care, because as long as you were mine, I'd still be a millionaire. That's why I'm always dreaming of what I would do. If I had $1 million for you, if I had $1 million, I know just what I would do. I would tie a string around the world and bring all of it to you. Those little things you pray for, whatever they. I'd have enough to pay for them all, C-O-D. If I spent $1 million, would never care. Because as long as you mind, I'd still be a millionaire. That's why I'm always dreaming of what I would do if I had $1 million for you.
I have never envied folks with money. Millionaires don't get along so well. I have you but haven't any money. Still the combination would be swell. Oh, baby, what I couldn't do with plenty of money and you. In spite of the worry that money brings, just a little filthy lucre buys a lot of things. And I could take you to places you'd like to go. But outside of that, I've no use for dough. It's the root of all evil, of strife and upheaval. But I'm certain, honey, that life could be sunny with plenty of money and you. Money brings just a little filthy lucre buys a lot of things. And I could take you to places you'd like to go. But outside of that, I've no use for dough. It's the root of all evil, of strife and upheaval. But I'm certain, honey, that life could be sunny with plenty of money and dough.
With plenty of money in you, that's Dick Powell from the Gold Diggers of 1937. Subtitled The Gold Diggers Lullaby, written by Harry Warren and Al Dubin. And we also heard from the Boswell sisters, Connie, Martha, and Vet. If I Had $1 Million, that was a 1934 record with the Johnny Greer Orchestra. Oh, we're rolling in money today on Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, on our trip down memory lane, we've wandered back 83 years to April of 1942. And we're counting down the top 10 records from that weekend, courtesy of the Billboard magazine sales chart. And the latest from the Jimmy Dorsey Orchestra came in at number 7.
Tangerine, she is all they claim. With her eyes of night and lips as bright as flame, tangerine. When she dances by, senorita stare and cavaliera sigh. And I've seen toasts to tangerine raised in every bar across the Argentine. Yes, she has them all on the run, but her heart belongs to just one. Her heart belongs to tangerine. Thank you.
apple by dashing. Tangerine with her lips of flame. If the color keeps, Louis Philippe's to blame. And I've seen clothes on Tangerine where the label says from Macy's Mezzanine. Yes, she's got the guys in a whirl, but she's only fooling one girl. She's only fooling Tangerine.
The latest hit for the Jimmy Dorsey Orchestra at number 7 this week in 1942, Tangerine. And again, it's the winning formula featuring Bob Everly and Helen O'Connell. It's on its way up to number 1 for a 6-week stay, the band's 11th chart topper. It is April of 1942 on Today Seems Like Old Times, and let's turn on the old Crosley and see what's coming over the airwaves. New programs this season includes the first spinoff, The Great Gildersleeve. He was a character on Fibber McGee and Molly. Abby's Irish Rose started back in January, Junior Miss in March, and just over a week ago, the audience stunt show People Are Funny. That was NBC's answer to CBS's Truth or Consequences. Now the show's creator, John Goodell, wanted a young announcer named Art Linkletter, but he had a job in San Francisco and People Are Funny recorded in L.A. So instead, the job went to Art Baker, one of the best-known MCs on the West Coast. But for the first 2 weeks of the show, Linkletter was brought in as a co-host, so Goodell got to see both perform. Well, Baker did a very good job in growing the program, but next fall, Baker would be dropped in favor of Linkletter, whose wonderful personality would take the show to national prominence. Well, checking out the ratings, on the weekends, the most popular show by far is still The Shadows Sunday afternoons. For the daytime soaps, Life Can Be Beautiful, The Woman and Wife, Pepper Young's Family, Helen Trent, Ma Perkins, Argyll Sunday, Road of Life. And then in primetime, the top 10, Eddie Cantor, Red Skelton, Frank Morgan, and Fanny Bryce. Lux Radio Theater, The Aldrich Family. The top 5, Jack Benny, Bob Hope, Walter Winchell, Fibber McGee and Molly. And number 1, Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy with the Chase and Sanborn program. Recently, they got into a tiff with their neighbor, Edward Everett Horton.
Would you believe it, Mr. Bergen, that I am really a foster father to Flora and Fauna?
No.
Oh, that's lovely. I didn't even know you were married.
Now you listen to me, you mechanized piece of mahogany. You are not dealing with Horton the actor. You're dealing with Horton the horticulturalist.
Oh.
A man who is happiest when he is surrounded with flowers.
Did you say surrounded by flowers?
I said it.
That can be arranged too, Bud.
Bergen and McCarthy, the number one radio show here in 1942. Now, Kate Smith is darn popular, the number 3 weekday show, with Kate Smith Speaks, Monday through Friday at noon. And then on Friday nights at 8, it's the Kate Smith Hour. And here's her latest, an Irving Berlin song, I Threw a Kiss in the Ocean.
You'll say it's a dream, a lovely dream. I say it happened, strange as it may seem. I spoke last night to the ocean. I spoke last night to the sea. And from the ocean a voice came back. 'Twas my blue jacket answering me. Ship ahoy, ship ahoy. I can hear you, sailor boy. I threw a kiss in the ocean. It floated out on the sea. And from the ocean a kiss came back. 'Twas my blue jacket answering me. Thank you. ocean, and it floated out on the sea. And from the ocean a kiss came back, 'twas my blue jacket answering me. Ship ahoy, ship ahoy, ship ahoy, sailor boy, ship ahoy.
That's Kate Smith with the Jack Miller Orchestra, I Threw a Kiss in the Ocean. Her brand new record here in April of 1942, and it would make the top 10 in June. Now today's musical theme is money, because we're saying goodbye to our liquid assets on Tuesday, tax day. Unless you sent yours in already, and you're still in the grieving process, well, we understand. Well, let's see if we can build the coffers back up, with the help of Nat King Cole and Johnny Mercer.
You can make money dreaming, I'd be a millionaire. Can't make a nickel by scheming in a castle in the air.
Ah, but there's a land of make-believing, and I have a fortune there.
So won't you have a little dream on me? 'Cause all the sweetest things in life are free. You can't make money dreaming, or I'd be a millionaire.
King, this dreaming is all right, but there's a meantime. How you gonna eat in between time?
Well, I'm gonna live on love and bottled water, crystal, that is.
How you gonna pay for that bottled water?
Well, that gal I dream about, she's a rich man's daughter.
That may be all right for you, but for me it ain't.
Well, look, Johnny, what's your complaint? You just ask me anything and I'll dream you up an answer just like that.
Where's that great big question? What are you gonna do for dough?
That's real easy, Merce, old boy. No dough, no tax.
No tax? Is that a fact?
Relax.
Well, let's start dreaming a little,
Won't you have a little dream on me? 'Cause all the sweetest things in life are free. You can't make money dreaming, or I'd be a millionaire.
Can't somebody around here let me have a dime?
Wait a minute, man. We ain't through dreaming yet.
We'd both be millionaires.
I've dreamed myself into a multimillionaire. It works. Nat King Cole with Johnny Mercer from 1947. You can't make money dreaming. Now, on the record label, it was listed as Johnny Mercer and the King Cole Trio. Of course, Capitol Records was Johnny's company, so it only makes sense that he earned top billing. And along with Nat on the piano, it was Oscar Moore guitar, Johnny Miller on bass. We're breaking the bank today on Seems Like Old Times. On today's Seems Like Old Times, we're looking back to April of 1942. And some news about the war. The Army has scrapped the delayed induction system, and men who pass their physicals will be shipped out by train a few hours afterward. Because the men have to be prepared to leave for duty immediately, it brings back the old bugaboo, the draft reject who's kissed everybody but the milkman goodbye, only to learn he's not fit to serve. There's a proposal to increase the basic work week in war industries to 48 hours. Speaking of the war industry, construction has begun on the Badger Army Ammunition Plant near Baraboo, Wisconsin. It'll be the largest facility in America. A controversial move in February by President Roosevelt signing an executive order authorizing the transfer of more than 100,000 Japanese, German, and Italian Americans living in coastal areas to concentration camps in various inland states. It was estimated later that those interned lost $400 million in property as their homes and possessions were taken from them. And perhaps in the greatest trading with the enemy scandal of the war, Assistant Attorney General Thurman Arnold announced that William Farish II had pled no contest to charges of criminal conspiracy with the Nazis. Farish is the president and CEO of Standard Oil of New Jersey. Farish had been a principal in a partnership between Ethyl Gasoline Corporation, which was owned by Standard and General Motors, and the German company IG Farben. As part of the plea bargain, charges were dropped in exchange for Standard releasing its German patents and paying fines totaling about $50,000. Farish was also fined and then was roasted in front of Senator Harry Truman's committee investigating Homefront wrongdoing. That helped raise Truman's profile to a national level. And those were some recent war headlines from here in April of 1942. And on the countdown, we're at number 6 with Benny Goodman and Peggy Lee. One-year-old Peggy Lee with Benny Goodman's orchestra, Somebody Else Has Taken My Place. At number 6 this weekend in 1942, it would peak one spot higher. Well, also today we're playing money songs because tax day is coming up on Tuesday, and we want to spend a little time with our cash before we have to send it off to the poor, struggling people who work in Washington, D.C. Besides, if we kept it all ourselves, we'd just waste it, right? But as we know, money isn't everything. And Bing Crosby has the idea here on I Haven't Time to Be a Millionaire.
By a country road, wild roses grow that need my special care. So I haven't time to be a millionaire. And a cheerful brook on a mountainside is sad when I'm not there. So I haven't time to be a millionaire. And a friendly gang of robins are peeved when I forget that I'm the second tenor in their quartet. So with all the things I have to do, I'm very much aware. If I wished for well, it wouldn't be quite fair, 'cause I haven't time to be a millionaire. I haven't got the time to be a millionaire, 'cause a cheerful brook on a mountainside is sad when I'm not there. I haven't got the time to be a millionaire, and a friendly gang of robins are peeved when I forget that I'm the second tenor in their quartet. So with all the things I have to do, I'm very much aware, if I wish for well, it wouldn't be quite fair, 'cause I haven't time to be a millionaire.
Mister, put down that gun.
Shut up. Now, come on. Your money or your life? Look, Bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
Oh, one of Jack Benny's famous sketches, Your Money or Your Life. That was from his radio show, March 28, 1948. And we also had Bing Crosby from 1940, I Haven't Time to Be a Millionaire. That was written by his longtime movie song lyricist, Johnny Burke. His composer-collaborator at the time was Jimmy Monaco. Bing sang that in the film, If I Had My Way. And for that commercial recording, Bing was backed up by the John Scott Trotter Orchestra. Well, that's going to do it for hour one of today's show. We'll come back and have more money songs, and we'll have more of the hits from this week in 1942 on Seems Like Old Times.